Welcome back to Bite-Sized Breakthroughs, the podcast that breaks down the latest and greatest in the world of AI research. Today, we're diving into the exciting field of text-to-image generation, specifically exploring a groundbreaking paper that tackles the challenge of fine-grained control over generated images. Joining me is Dr. Paige Turner, a leading researcher in this area, and Prof. Wid Spectrum, who will provide us with insightful context from his expertise in AI and computer graphics. Dr. Turner, could you introduce us to the paper and its main focus?
Thanks, Alex. The paper, titled Adding Conditional Control to Text-to-Image Diffusion Models, presents ControlNet, a novel neural network architecture that significantly enhances the controllability of large pre-trained text-to-image diffusion models, like Stable Diffusion. It allows users to provide additional visual information, like edge maps, human poses, or even depth maps, to guide the image generation process, enabling them to achieve much finer control over the resulting images.
That's really interesting, Dr. Turner. Could you elaborate on why this is such a significant advancement? How does ControlNet address a common issue in the field of text-to-image generation?
Great question, Alex. While text-to-image models like Stable Diffusion have revolutionized image generation, they often struggle to accurately capture complex spatial relationships and precise compositions. Users might need to go through numerous trial-and-error cycles with their text prompts to get the desired outcome. ControlNet tackles this issue by allowing users to provide direct visual input in addition to their text prompts, providing a much more intuitive and precise way to guide the generation process.
Professor Spectrum, from your perspective, how does ControlNet fit into the broader landscape of research on text-to-image generation? What are some of the major challenges this paper addresses?
Alex, this is a crucial development. The ability to control the spatial composition of generated images has been a long-standing challenge in the field. Past approaches have focused on techniques like image-to-image translation models or manipulating attention layers in diffusion models, but these methods often suffer from limitations in terms of efficiency, robustness, or control over specific details. ControlNet offers a more effective and versatile solution by leveraging the power of large pre-trained models while ensuring efficient and robust learning with relatively small datasets.
So, Dr. Turner, can you explain how ControlNet achieves this fine-grained control? What makes its approach unique?
Certainly. ControlNet's core innovation lies in its clever architecture. Instead of directly fine-tuning the entire pre-trained diffusion model, which could lead to overfitting or catastrophic forgetting, it creates a trainable copy of the model's encoding layers. These encoding layers, pre-trained on massive datasets, serve as a robust backbone for learning diverse conditional controls. To connect this trainable copy to the original model, ControlNet utilizes zero convolution layers. These layers are initialized with zero weights and gradually grow during training, preventing harmful noise from interfering with the pre-trained backbone and enabling efficient learning with limited data.
That's fascinating, Dr. Turner. Could you delve a bit deeper into the role of these zero convolution layers? What are the key advantages of this approach?
Imagine the original model as a well-trained expert in image generation and the trainable copy as a student learning to specialize in specific tasks. Zero convolutions are like a silent tutor that guides the student without introducing any noise or distractions during the initial learning phase. This ensures that the student retains the core knowledge from the expert while developing its own specialized skills, resulting in a more robust and efficient learning process.
That's a great analogy, Dr. Turner. So ControlNet can learn various conditions, like edges, poses, and depth maps. How does it handle multiple conditions simultaneously?
The beauty of ControlNet is that it can effortlessly combine multiple conditions by directly adding the outputs of their corresponding control nets to the Stable Diffusion model. No extra weighting or interpolation is needed, making it very user-friendly and flexible.
Wow, that's impressive. Prof. Spectrum, can you elaborate on the implications of this for real-world applications?
This has tremendous potential. Imagine an artist who wants to create an image of a fantastical creature with specific anatomical details in a defined pose. They could simply provide a sketch, a human pose skeleton, and a description of the creature in text, and ControlNet would generate the final image, seamlessly integrating all those elements. Or consider architects using ControlNet to generate visualizations of buildings based on architectural plans, achieving photorealistic results with precise control over spatial composition.
Dr. Turner, could you tell us about the experimental setup and the results of this research? What metrics were used to assess ControlNet's performance?
Certainly. ControlNet was tested with various conditioning inputs, including canny edges, hoe lines, user scribbles, human key points, segmentation maps, shape normals, depths, and cartoon line drawings. The experiments were conducted on stable diffusion, using both single and multiple conditions, with and without text prompts. The model's performance was evaluated using several metrics, including the average user ranking, AUR, the Frechet inception distance, FID, clip text image scores, clip aesthetic scores, and intersection over union IOU for semantic segmentation reconstruction.
Could you share some of the key findings from the experiments, Dr. Turner?
The results were quite remarkable. ControlNet demonstrated effective control over stable diffusion with various conditioning inputs, consistently achieving high-quality images that closely adhered to the provided conditions. User studies showed that ControlNet outperformed existing methods, including PIDI and sketch-guided diffusion, in terms of both image quality and condition fidelity. The model also achieved results comparable to industrial models trained on large clusters, even with limited computational resources and datasets. This highlights the robustness and scalability of ControlNet's training process. Furthermore, in semantic segmentation reconstruction, ControlNet achieved a higher IOU score than other methods like VQJAN, LDM, and PDE, indicating its superior ability to accurately capture and integrate semantic information from the conditioning images.
Proffer Spectrum, these are impressive results. Can you provide some context about how ControlNet's performance compares to state-of-the-art models in the field?
ControlNet is truly pushing the boundaries. It's remarkable that it achieves near-identical results to industrial models like Stable Diffusion V2 Depth to Image, which are trained on large clusters with thousands of GPU hours and millions of images, using only a single NVIDIA ARX 3090 Ti and a smaller dataset. This demonstrates the efficiency and potential of ControlNet's architecture, especially in scenarios where large computational resources are limited. Furthermore, the ability to interpret semantic content from the conditioning images without relying solely on text prompts is truly innovative and opens up new avenues for creative expression and control.
That's quite a feat, Prof. Spectrum. Dr. Turner, did you encounter any limitations or challenges during your research?
While ControlNet offers significant advantages, there are still areas for further improvement. While the model demonstrates robustness with smaller datasets, it still requires a considerable amount of data for optimal performance. Exploring techniques like few-shot learning or transfer learning could potentially address this. We also observed that the model exhibits a sudden convergence phenomenon during training, where it learns to follow the conditioning image abruptly. Investigating the factors contributing to this phenomenon and optimizing the training process for smoother convergence could enhance efficiency and control.
Professor Spectrum, from your perspective, what are some of the most promising future directions for this research?
I'm particularly excited about the potential of ControlNet to revolutionize interactive image creation. Imagine generating images in real time based on user input, like sketches or even hand gestures. ControlNet's ability to interpret and integrate diverse conditions could make this a reality. Additionally, exploring the feasibility of incorporating conditioning information into other parts of the diffusion model, such as the decoding blocks or attention layers, could lead to even greater controllability and unlock new possibilities for image generation. Further research into the sudden convergence phenomenon could lead to a more efficient and predictable learning process, making ControlNet even more powerful and versatile.
Dr. Turner, to wrap things up, could you summarize the main takeaways from this research for our listeners?
ControlNet presents a significant advancement in text-to-image generation by enabling precise and intuitive spatial control. Its unique architecture, utilizing trainable copies of encoding layers and zero convolution layers, allows for robust and efficient learning with limited data. The model's ability to interpret semantic content from conditioning images without relying solely on text prompts opens up exciting possibilities for creative expression and control. The experimental results, including user studies and quantitative evaluations, showcase ControlNet's superiority over existing methods and its potential to rival industrially trained models with limited resources. With its potential for interactive image creation and diverse applications in fields like art, design, and robotics, ControlNet is poised to revolutionize the way we interact with and create images.
Thank you both for this insightful and in-depth discussion on ControlNet. It's clear that this research is pushing the boundaries of text-to-image generation and has the potential to transform the way we interact with visual content. For our listeners who are interested in learning more, the full paper is available on the ArcSieve preprint server. Be sure to tune in next time for another bite-sized breakthrough.